Hello, all you apple-faced goons. It's time for the old wrestling podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast. Tell a friend about this 10-minute wrestling show and help out your boy. Today, we're doing a five count. That's right, five count. Haven't done one of these in a while. I also don't think I've done an audio five count before, but it's the first time for everything. Five counts are five topics, rapid fire, really short, covering stuff that happened in the week of wrestling up until the time I am recording. The only reason I'm doing this is because I couldn't think of another singular topic. Even though there's so much wrestling stuff going on, my brain is melted. So let's kick it off. Let's kick off our five count with a huge announcement that Muhammad Ali is going to the WWE Hall of Fame. Now, I stand on this thought. The WWE Hall of Fame, while, you know, the pageantry is nice and everything's, you know, I don't know what the word would be. Everything is, they treat it like it's a big deal. But there is no WWE Hall of Fame. Like, there's no physical place that there is some sort of Hall of Fame you can visit. There's not even a, from what I can tell, there's not even like a website that you can visit. Can you? I don't know. I've looked. I haven't found it. All I found was like a wiki on Fandom about the winners from each year. And I think there's Wikipedia entries. And you might be able to find something on WWE.com. I'm not completely sure. But I remember when I did look, I was like, this is a travesty. How do you put so much effort into these Hall of Fame classes every year and not have a physical space that you can travel to, whether it be in Connecticut or whatever, where there's like, you know, statues of these people? A buddy of mine does 3D renderings of museums and halls and all this great stuff. And just looking at his work, I'm like, I want to ask him to do a WWE Hall of Fame because he does great work. And also, I feel like if we just did that and sent it to Triple H, he'd be like, look how cool this would be. Just allocate a couple dollars, get a space. Maybe it's in the corporate headquarters. Who knows? Whatever the case may be, I think we need a physical Hall of Fame for WWE. Why? Because how great would it be to walk through a space and see, you know, memorabilia from old wrestling? Because they have all this stuff, right? They have that TV show where they were collecting old props and gear and, you know, like I said, memorabilia from years ago. Take all that stuff that you have in your warehouse and put it on display. Put it behind whatever, plexiglass or whatever you want to do, but have people be able to walk through a space and maybe view, you know, kind of hologram matches of, you know, all old wrestlers, and you can have statues of people like Muhammad Ali and Paul Heyman, and, you know, have big HD pictures or promos being cut in separate rooms, and, you know, like you walk into those rooms in the museum and have those really uncomfortable seats with the screen, and you can watch, you know, Hall of Fame promos and all this stuff, and some place where you can view old Hall of Fame acceptance speeches. I mean, who wouldn't want to walk by Scott Hall's acceptance speech? Come on. That ending, it's a tearjerker. It's great. Anyway, good for Muhammad Ali getting into the Hall of Fame. I know he did some stuff with WWE. I am not 100%, you know, up on what he did do, besides like he did some boxing with wrestlers. I'm not sure, but I'm always here for some Muhammad Ali love. So he's in this virtual, mythical Hall of Fame. Maybe one day we'll get a physical space. Number two, we're coming off the back of Raw. Chad Gable, who had the most compelling story to me going into WrestleMania, didn't win the Intercontinental Championship gauntlet match. That honor went to Sami Zayn. And after Sami Zayn won, I felt so stupid for not seeing that coming to pass. The way they framed Gable, everyone was like, well, of course Chad Gable's going back. Everyone wanted Chad Gable to go back. But for the past like month, they've been cutting vignettes with Sammy talking to the backstage interviewer. I don't know her name. And they were very cinematic. They were very singular, emotional, quiet. There was one in an arena alone. Like, they were setting up Sammy from jump, but they had the misdirection going. They were like, look at Chad Gable, look at Chad Gable. But, oh, look at this little promo with Sami Zayn. And, oh, look at Chad Gable. He's intense, and he's going to do it. Oh, look at Sami Zayn not knowing what he's going to do to get his WrestleMania moment. Hey, look over here, look over here. They're setting up Gunther to be too cocky. They even said it on Raw. Hey, man, you know, people think you're not taking this seriously. And he's like, eh, whatever. He's going to lose. He's going to lose to Sammy. Sammy's getting his IC title back. Do I think that's a good thing? No. Not because I don't think Sammy can do it, but because I don't know what the story is after, right? They obviously need to take the IC title off of Gunther so he can go after Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes post-WrestleMania if Cody wins. But yeah, I don't know where this is going. I'm sure the match is going to be spectacular. I'm sure he's going to go over with a big moment. Kevin Owens is going to run out and hug him. He's going to do the whole thing when Sammy wins. My thing is, the Raw after WrestleMania, what is the IC title? And how does Sammy hold on to it? He's done it before. What's the story going forward? Number three, a bit of, I don't know, sad news, but a bit of news. Miro and CJ Perry, aka Rusev and Lana, have split up. It was part of the rumor mill. Apparently, CJ Perry told TMZ that they separated. They're moving forward as friends. My first thought was, it's sucky to see a couple break up. But then I remembered, couples break up not because things were going great, but because things weren't working. So it's always better to split up amicably, stay friends, and find happiness outside of the relationship that wasn't working versus just sticking with it and being miserable with somebody. So all the best to Rusev and Lana. They were great in WWE. They were doing well in AEW. I don't know what they're doing now. But hopefully they find happiness and strength and joy to both of them. Again, it's always a shame when couples split, but it's always a blessing when people realize that the relationship they're in just ain't working. Number four, WWE 2K24 is out, and it is good. It's pretty good. That's the old wrestling review. It is good. They had a very good base in 2K23. They brought it back. They enhanced some stuff. Everything feels really smooth. I feel like the running is kind of sluggish, and like the running animations are a little clunky, and just movement feels like it's been slowed down a bit. I don't know why. Like, I feel like I'm running through mud when I'm in the game. It might be my character, because I'm playing the Myrise more often than not, so he's very low stats. But outside of that, the crowd looks great. The camera controls are a welcome addition. Special referee coming in is always great. If you haven't played that type of mode in another wrestling game before, I suggest you try it. Get three of your buddies and have someone screw you over. It's the most fun you'll have in a wrestling game ever, especially if your guy is Randy Orton, like they did in the promo, where you can just hit people with RKOs and just decide who's going to pin and win. So I suggest, if you're a wrestling fan, I suggest you get 2K24 if you like video games, and if you don't, buy it for a friend who does. And lastly, Cody Rhodes is on the road to becoming the People's Champ. I don't know if he's going to finish his story at WrestleMania, but they certainly put him in a position to get the crowd on his side. I don't think I've ever seen a wrestler cry as often as Cody Rhodes does. I don't know how he does it. Where does he get the fluids to shed tears all the time? I don't know, but people love him. And maybe if he doesn't finish his story, they start a new championship called the People's Championship and just give it to Cody. That's the five count. I'll catch you guys next time. Don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.